Hey, hello everybody. How you doing today? So this is Fact Check. We're trying to separate all the bullshit from all the facts out there. And it's funny nowadays, you know, how people could say, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to change a lock on a door. Well, I like to say to those people, Google.
Yes, that's right, Google.
It's real new within the last 20 years. You might want to check it out. That or YouTube, okay? There's no excuses anymore, people. I mean, honestly, just get the shit done. The hypocrisy is just ridiculous. You know, speaking of which, just want to sidetrack here for a second. And, you know, there's that app Tinder, just to use as an example. You know, it's one of those social apps that people always use. And, yeah, I find it funny the things those people always post on those things, you know. They'll put, you know, like a hike and walk and, you know, sunsets and, you know, poetry, long walks on the beach, yada, yada. You know, pretty much everything that just about anybody that's not completely evil likes to do from time to time. But now here's what I find so funny, though, is a lot of those people, the way that app works is you swipe basically to the left if you want to get rid of the person. You don't find that their chemistry is going to be right for you. You swipe to the right if they are right for you. So, here's what I was thinking. There's a lot of people that are really, really anti-Trump, I've noticed, on that app. And they'll put, if you're a Trump supporter, swipe left. Well, how ironic would it be if I didn't swipe left, but I swiped right? Invited you out for some appetizers and a drink, and, you know, we'd go out and... And I basically just lie to you and tell you all the liberal things that you probably would want to hear, whether I agree or disagree with it, you know, and then that would basically in turn to me probably getting laid, in which case you just basically would have slept with a Trump supporter. Not that I necessarily supported him or am a big fan. I just don't think that we had very many options to choose from. But so, you know, you can't really just tell people things like that because, you know, who really has the last laugh on a situation like that? The person that's like, swipe left if you're a Trump supporter. Or the person that could be a Trump supporter that just basically just lies and then, you know, really has the last laugh. Now, that's not to be a dick by any means. That's just showing the ignorance of people nowadays. You know what I mean? Just get to know a person. You might even like them, whether or not they voted for one guy or one female or whatnot. You know, something to think about. So here in Fact Check, basically what we like to do is we're going to go over a lot of different topics. We're going to have a lot of good guests. And we're going to kind of dab into the stocks a little bit. Maybe some, you know, some day trading tips that could help you out here and there. We're also going to, from time to time, you know, have a little bit of a talk about the newest, latest, and greatest, and coolest techs that they got out. We're also going to go over music, new music apps, VSTs, software. So those are pretty much the three key revolving, you know, main groups that we'll go back to, you know, and that, you know, with the occasional banter, having a little bit of fun back and forth. So anyways, enough about that. Let's start today. Today we're going to talk about a little stock that I know is called Acre. Now, it's a little bit of funniness. This stock is actually at a pretty good price right now. Currently, it's set up at about 39 cents per share. They're getting ready to get an FDA approval. That's basically what the consensus is. And the drug is actually for a chlamydia test kit. Now, I had no idea that there was such a large volume and market for chlamydia test kits. I guess currently the ones that are out on the market involve a cotton swab, which is very, you know, not very... personal. It's pretty impersonal. So I guess the new one's basically going to be a little finger prick. Boom, boom. Hey, great news. You don't. Great news. You do. However, that ends up working out for you. So Acre, that is A-K-E-R. You guys might want to check that one out. That is my quick day trade tip for you today. Now, I'd also like to kind of go through on some music. I don't know if we have any music lovers that are out there, but that is a fun industry to be getting in nowadays, I will tell you that. So there's a VST. It's made by Isotope. That's I-Z.
So, as I was ending on that last segment, I was started talking about Isotope. And what we got from Isotope is it is a VST plugin that is called Break Tweaker. That's pretty much just how it sounds. It's Break Tweaker. That's Isotope. That's Izotope. This is an awesome app. Basically, what this does, it allows you to sequence different types of drum patterns, drum kicks, so you can get those hi-hat rolls that you really like. And all of that could be done basically after you set up the layout. You could use your keyboard or MIDI controller to activate it. So for example, you know, I might have a hi-hat that's going, you know, and every time I hit that particular key, you know, it could start and stop the, so I could be like, you know, okay? I don't think I'm going to do that again, but you get the idea. So check that out. That's called Break Tweaker, BreakTweaker from Isotope. I'll give you a little example of a song that I just did right there where I incorporated some of that Break Tweaker. Try to turn it down at first so I don't blow anybody's ears off. If you hear right. You can hear the snares and the hi-hats. And Break Tweaker is where those are coming from, because they're already set in a pre-setup sequence. You'd have to look into that more to really get an idea. For those of you now joining, I don't know if you caught that last song by KRS-One, Hold. Get you in a choke hold. Woo! That song is fire. It's a little flashback. Kind of reminds me of those E-40 Captain Saver. I wish I could have saved her. Captain Saver-ho. Red Man, Meth Man. Oh, those are some good times. Good times, I must say. So, I want to talk to you guys about a little bit of music today. You know, any feedback is definitely greatly appreciated. I'm not trying to sound just old or anything, but the substance of music just appears to be vanishing. You know, and I try to do kind of a comparison. You know, it's a older music. I mean, we can go all the way back to classical. Shit, whether you like classical or you don't, there's substance to it. I mean, Beethoven could rock some stuff, you know? And then you could even get into, I'm not a country music fan whatsoever. But, you know, I mean, hey, there's some songs that have some substance. Now, as a very avid rap, hip-hop, electronic music producer over the years, it's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow. So, my question is, sorry, that must be some of the medical marijuana that was just talking. I ask you, is it just me? Or has the substance disappeared from a large majority of the music lately? Now look, I'm all about anything music related, but shit, people, give me some depth, okay? I mean, if I make a song and all I say is, trigger, trigger, I'm gonna pull my trigger. Trigger. I mean, shit, after a while, you're going to be like, well, fuck, pull the trigger on yourself, bro. You know, I'm just being real. That's honest. So, let's mix it up a little bit, you know. Hey, a little bit of advice for any of the aspiring artists out there. RhymeZone.com. Yes, RhymeZone.com. It's not cheating. What it is doing, it is increasing your vocabulary. It will make you far more articulate when you need to be, because there's a time and a place to use extravagant words. Okay, nobody likes to freaking know everything. But RhymeZone.com, that'd be my piece of advice to a lot of the youngsters coming into the game, okay? Learn the words, learn the metaphors, learn the similes, and learn when and when not to use them. Okay, Dr. Dre, it's like this and like that. And that is a simile. It's like this and it's like that. Okay, ponder that. Let it soak in for a second. I know most of you get it, and for those of you, bear with me here. For those of you who don't, it's like this, it's like that, okay? There you go. That's one of the greatest basics of all rap, is comparisons. Sure, there's a lot more to it, but you can do so much damage, so much wordplay with those comparisons. You know? Could be anything. I'll make that lip fat swell up quick. I mean, that's just a little sample, but it's got to give some visuals. Got to have some substance. It's got to be a little something to the music. Okay. That being said, what up-and-coming artists out there still have substance? I'd say a Lil Wayne, but Lil Wayne's not so little, and he's really not so young. Think about that. If anybody has anything to call in, any ideas, any new artists that have substance, when I get back with you on the next segment, I'm going to bring up a couple of myself that I feel have potential in 2018. I'll give you one to kind of chew on for a little bit, and that's my man coming in at number 3, and that's Ritz, R-I-T-T-Z, Ritz. And I'm going to throw one of his songs on the next segment. And then we'll discuss it after that. I'll be back. This is DJ Cujo. Fact check that. Hey! I'm back. DJ Cujo. I had to get my Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
I'm thinking real hard about some money I can
hold.
Everybody I know is deep in
no hole. Substance. This is music that has it. I'm going to let you listen to this briefly as I roll this blunt real quick and get my kid something to drink. Please stay tuned. Woo! That's fire right there. That's KRS-One. Hold. So yeah, so that's music that has substance. It's just one of many examples that I could give you. One after the other, after the other. The 90s substance was there. 2018 substance is rare. So, I am going to play a little something for you. Kind of like I ended that last song, Ritz, Switching Lanes. Ritz is pretty sick. It's got some cool stuff. Some substance, a little different. So, I'd like to play a little song here for you as soon as I can find it. Bear with me. I got to be the DJ, the mouse clicker, and female lovemaker after 12 midnight. So while I work on that, we are going to find you a little something special here. And it is called... Here we go. White Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, just about located it. Sorry about that. I know that wasn't the coolest moments I've ever had. But I think that we've finally pretty much located it here. You gotta remember, I have probably 50,000 songs. So, takes me a little longer than the regular song grabber. Okay, so, there we go. Right down here, and beautiful. Here it is. Sorry about that. Now, this is another song. Granted, it's from 2012, but the artist itself is still going strong in the 18. This is Ritz White Jesus. And I'll be back to go after this on the next segment and after the blend is rolled.
이제 나올 왔어. 너 뭐 할 거야? 어디서 갈 거야? 누구 전화할 거야? 너 다 죽을 거야. Motherfucker. Giorgio. Slum American shit. Gio. It's rich, tell me if I get this bonjour. Let me go on bro. I've been Eddie gonna mice it back to no four. Say I disrespect the art form. You don't wanna piss me off, but I'ma keep the time bomb. Mind bomb. GZ, everybody hardcore. When they hear they gun clap like an encore. Hit the car door looking like a dartboard. More holes in your body than a golf course. Fuck that, I'ma stand tall, never fall short. If somebody say I got to fall in my court. My court, am I gonna hold me, I'ma die for. Right, I'll be keeping night more like a cyborg. I saw on the highway, 85
north. Fire.
I'm sure you ain't heard of me, but now it's time for people looking in the sky like white door. This white cheese. Don't trip, cause this ain't. Yes, to the yes, the nickname. Rinse in his beats in the beast, but flip, man. They kill nobody for with the pin game. My name's like Jeez. Don't trip, cause this ain't. Black from the yes, to the yes, the nickname. Rinse in his beats in the beast, but flip, man. They kill nobody for with the pin game. My name is Uri, I'm the punisher. Big rhyme, I'm punch lines, I'm punisher. Man, I'm coming like Big Brother in the 90s. I'm a son of a car, so I know.
Woo! Okay. The blunt is rolled. Well, as I spark this blunt up, we can go ahead and talk about that last song that I played. That was Ritz, White Jesus. Now, see, although the styles are different, I would have to say that the substance is there. So, different beats, different music, you know, to some degree. One's slow, one's fast. But the words have depth, they have weight, okay? You could actually play it over and have an intelligent conversation over a couple of the things that were said. Figure that one, huh? Pew. Anyways, as I quickly, I just need a 5-second spark break. Okay, I'm back. KRS-One and Ritz. It's just two different artists at two different times that are still putting together some music with something more to it than just kicks and snares. Anyways, enough bitching. That's just my perspective. Check out the artist, do some comparison, let me know what you think. I'm gonna let you ponder another VST to look up, and maybe next time we could talk about it. This one is going to be Kontakt Native Instruments. No, it's not a new one. Everybody knows about Kontakt VST plugin from Native Instruments. But, wow, the libraries that you can get are almost limitless. I mean, it's just a one-man band. And then some. So, check that out. One of my favorites is Output. You're going to have to basically just type in when you Google Output to VST, then you'll find Output. They basically they do a bunch of plugins for Kontakt. Signal is their biggest one. Substance. They do Reverse, Rev. They've got Strings. They got a couple of really, really nice plugins for Kontakt. So check those out while you get time. Native Instruments. Kontakt with a K, K-O-N-T-A-K-T, Kontakt. And the other one that I mentioned as well. That goes hand in hand with that, which is Output. O-U-T-P-U-T. Check those out. I've got one stock tip for any of you people that are interested in making a little bit of money here and there. Now, for those of you that might possibly have Robinhood, Robinhood's the best in that they do not charge you for a broker fee. You get to save that $4.95 every time. And that is where you make the money. But Canada is getting ready to completely legalize weed across the board. So, let me break this down in layman's terms for you right now. There's a handful of companies that are off the Toronto Stock Exchange. The first one is TWMJF. TWMJF, that's Canopy Growth. It's the name of the company. Check them out. Stock abbreviation TWMJF. And when that passes, basically, it's going to be this July. Canada will be the second country only ever, except for Paraguay. I could be mispronouncing that. It's a third world country that I'm not real familiar with. But it will be only the second ever to have fully legalized cannabis. Now, although I've been to Amsterdam 3 times, it is not a completely legalized country. So, that's my tip. Substance, okay, and music, not only outputs substance, VST, which is phenomenal bass plugin, but substance and music. We need it. We gotta have it, or we all will dry up. To nothing. Till next time, folks. DJ Cujo. Peace.